Blog Talk Radio.
My name Wale, and I'm a Virgo. Look. Special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down, she put that Mac on. Yeah. That mean I got more game than that Capcom. Word. I applaud her, yeah. I take my hat off. I give her good wood, she gon' be hacked off. Jim Duggan, Margiela, every color. Word. This loving, you get your groove, so stellar. Word. Stellar. And you ain't even gotta ask. Might not be your first, but I'm better than your last.
Make a fella spend money that he don't got. Cause it's that hot, better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah. If I'ma get it, too damn. Showing up, keep a man at home when I put it on. You better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah.
If I'ma get it,
Lord have mercy, keep you thirsty. I'ma need you to prove you're worthy. Oh. You won't find another like this. Cause you know what to do with it. See, baby, what I got.
I'ma get it.
Whoa, can't tell me no. When I put on a show, anything I ask for, you better.
You better.
If I'ma get it, so much.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Cissy Majante. I have my co-host on the line. I have Ron, Keisha Taylor, Dre Raggedy Self is here too. What's up, so black people?
Hello.
We'll stop calling my man Raggedy too.
Hello?
Uh-oh, she don't hear us? I hear you. You hear me?
Okay, I hear you. I don't hear nobody else. Okay,
we're here. What's
the game? We all here. All right, she having technical difficulties. That's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm going to smoke in the meantime.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
No, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to let the captain, and I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, just relax until I get called to duty. And inhale.
So, I guess what's going on here.
We drink. Oh, no. She really cut out. Okay.
Oh, no, that's good. Well, she cut out right at the part where she was going to say, and one of us smokes. It was right there at that part where she was going to throw shade at me. So it's good. It's good.
Not shade. It's a disclaimer. No shade.
But why she got to say one? You know what I'm saying? Right.
Would it be better if she said some? Some of us?
We drink, we smoke. Boom.
Okay. All right. Well, we drink, we smoke, we say inappropriate ass things on this Good Friday.
So I'm saying now she got me being the left of the group, one of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the motherfucker with the slew foot.
What? And nobody said anything about the slew foot. Nobody said anything about the slew foot.
He's making me feel like I'm ostracized because it is.
You're not. It's just a disclaimer, honey. You're not ostracized, and no one thinks you got a slew foot, okay? And there's nothing against people who do have slew foot, okay?
just so we don't get slew foot too.
Yeah, we don't discriminate over here. It's fine. If you got a slew foot, it's okay. If you got no foot, it's all right too. We love everybody here at The Code.
Right. It's just that you can't be screaming, you know what I'm saying, call and response to Tribe Called Quest songs? You can't do it.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Unfortunately. I mean, yes. Yes, we hear you.
Nigga, I will punch you in your head.
Whoa, already we started like this?
She's going to come punch you in the head. Already. 5 minutes into the show, she said she's going to punch you in the head.
Already.
Okay, so I'm at the beach, and I'm like right on the beach, so my signal may be going in and out because of it. I don't know. But
you see how we stunt? Yeah. You see how we stunt on the low? You see how we stunt? Everybody else is fucking freezing, probably. Everybody else is looking remnants of fucking rain and snow and fucking dirt. She said, "Oh, I'm at the beach." See, I just need to be stunting on us. Yeah, she be stunting on us.
I told y'all last week I was gonna be at the beach, but we was on our no show. But the shenanigans week caused them to have a show. Oh, we weren't gonna have one.
Tell her.
Yes.
You peep, she didn't say. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not stunting. You notice she didn't deny nothing I said. She just went into explanation mode of the stunt. You notice that, right, Taylor?
I did notice it.
I would never stunt on y'all. What? If I got y'all got, remember? I'm never stunt on nobody here.
I just want to know that you noticed it, Taylor. That's all. We're on the same page. All right.
Anyway, we're here. I don't know what the hell you was talking about from Tribe Called Quest. I watched whatever special last night about Tribe Called Quest last night on VH1. It's
Nigga,
something for Black History Month.
In other words, can I tell her a joke, Taylor? Can I tell her?
Go ahead.
If you ain't got no fucking feet, how you going to be like, can I kick it? No, you can't.
Again, I just want to state that we love everyone here at the Code. So if you do have feet and if you don't have feet, it's okay. We love everyone here at the Code. Okay? I just wanted to put that out there.
Christ of Jesus.
That was probably a question. That wasn't us.
I was... We drink. That guy smokes.
See, she still ain't fucking paying attention. She's disrespecting me.
I didn't know we had gone over it. Thank you. I appreciate if you already went over the disclaimer. I appreciate you if you did so. Thank you.
No. Not the disclaimer.
We did go over it. We went over it, and that's how we and that's how we got to talking about people who were slew-footed, and then people with no feet, so that's...
Oh, okay. We're moving first. We're moving forward. We are now moving forward. Tonight, the D is just everywhere. That's what we're talking about tonight. Like, there's D over here. There's D over there. There's D everywhere. This week, we got a good look at Nelly's stuff. We got a good look
Who the fuck is we? Because I ain't seen nothing of Nelly or his stuff.
Well, me and Keisha Taylor.
Thank you. So. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? We drink, we smoke. That's what it's supposed to be. We drunk, this nigga over there smoke. See what I'm saying? Now is we seen Nelly dick. No, we ain't seen shit. The fuck out of here.
Tonight's show will be brought to you by Casamigos. It's what you're doing right now.
Okay.
It'll be brought to you by Casamigos.
Okay, Ron. So how about this? Okay. How about Keisha Taylor and Amaj soar Nelly this week in a very unflattering and very compromising position? How does that sound?
Hey, was it compromising? Was it compromising?
It was very unflattering. It was very unflattering. It wasn't.
I've seen some that look like Nelly, and they do good jobs. It wasn't that it was a toddler penis. It was, I mean, it was short and thick.
It was.
Sometimes short and thick. Sometimes short and thick can help do some things. I would, you know what, if I had to choose between Nelly and Lufius, I would choose Nelly.
I feel like we
like
all would choose, we all would choose Nelly, but it was unflattering because the problem is I don't know if you saw the other video that was floating around. Nelly was in the middle of giving an interview. And that's when he discovered that his little video went viral.
Oh.
And I felt bad. Like, he was in the middle of working, and he picks up his phone, and then the first thing he says is, oh, God. And Nelly he's not really in the news like that. So I do feel like it's very unflattering of him. I don't think it was on purpose. You know, these older people don't know how to work these little iPhones that they got. And, you know,
they are trying.
Just poor thing.
Yeah.
That's all.
He was enjoying himself. And now more people were like, you know, they were just more focused on what his package was. But I'm sitting here thinking, like, she is not giving her best effort. She is not giving an A workout here. She is giving a C minus because she don't look like she's enjoying it. If I'm going to do the shit, I'm doing it because I'm enjoying it. And I'm putting my whole body into it, whether he realized it or not.
That was very unflattering. Because it was like, you know, it was giving me, I'm only doing this just because.
That's what it was giving me. For me to say I'm doing it just because I'm not enjoying that. So it's not going to be the best thing you ever had today. It's going to be, bitch, hurry up so we can get on about our business. I need to go get my cords. Open my laptop. Oh, Lord. But.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah, I mean, people were like,
I feel so uncomfortable right now. I'll be damned if I'm going to ask a question about Nelly's dick.
I mean, you can ask the question. We're not going to think anything of you. Like, come on now.
I don't give a fuck what y'all think about y'all. I think about myself already. I need to go take a shower right now. I feel nasty and dirty.
Oh, you feel filthy and dirty? What in the world? What in the filth?
All right. What the fuck was going on? So a bitch is giving them head?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. See what I'm saying? Y'all speaking around in circles and shit, and niggas got to put two and two together and shit. You know what I'm saying? And guess about some shit that I don't want to guess about, but I got to guess about, but I should guess about, but I did already guess about, but I don't know, I guess. So was he taking the video or was she taking the video?
He was taking the video.
So he's holding the phone, and she's blessing him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this video leaked out recently, this week, you said?
Yes. It was today. Today's Friday. That happened on Wednesday? Was it Wednesday? Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because then Lil Fizz came about, no, it happened Tuesday. Lil Fizz came about Wednesday. And the little rapper dude came about at the end of Wednesday.
Whoa, Little Fizz, that's B2K, right?
B2K.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
B2K.
Okay.
Little Fizz.
So he had a big video come out too?
Yes. He was pleasuring himself. His little mushroom weenie was exposed.
So he had a video of him jerking himself off?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, and this rapper dude y'all talk about, who is he and what did he expose?
Well, his name was...
I don't know. Now that I don't know.
I don't know. I never heard of him as a rapper, so I was just like, oh, that's why he's an unknown, because don't nobody know who the hell he is.
And what did he do?
He's a rapper.
No, nigga, what did he do with his dick?
Oh, he was giving somebody some head.
A man? No.
Serious as a heart attack.
No. Rappers are
nigga,
gay.
Nigga, I said it with a straight face. Yeah.
Is it the little Nas nigga?
No. I'm trying to. His name was Rashad something another. He's a no name rapper.
That's not nice.
To me. I mean, I ain't never heard of him until
wait,
he
got respect for motherfuckers who ain't got feet. We gotta have respect for motherfuckers who ain't pop off as rappers.
I mean, I don't know where
right?
him
right,
and he. I mean. If he likes to suck peen, then that's on him. But I don't know who you. I ain't never heard no song by no Rashid something another.
Okay, so here we are again. We want to let everyone know that we love all rappers here, whether or not you are famous or whether or not you're still in your mama basement working on your mixtape. Okay, we don't judge here. We love all rappers.
Thank you.
We like rappers. We the rappingest around here. But I don't know Lil Buddy. I ain't heard no song by Lil Buddy. And Lil Buddy out here studying day. That's what he out here doing.
Why are you calling this man Lil Buddy? Why are you calling him Lil Buddy?
That doesn't feel right. It felt right. Didn't it go in so well?
Right.
Like, hey, Lil Buddy.
That's what we say to Lil Fizz. Hey, Lil Fella.
First of all, let me say this, how disappointed I was when I clicked on that bullshit. Because, you know, Nelly was, I mean, we have our thing. Some people are like, oh, he's a shrimp. Maybe y'all ain't seen a shrimp before. But that ain't what Nelly had. But that Super Mario Brothers mushroom. That. Sir, why does your shit look like, why does it look like that? Why does it look like you had a bad circumcision? Why are you showing this? April, why did you leave Omarion for that?
Because they needed a check. And they needed something to do on Love and Hip Hop. That you can't tell me otherwise.
This show has been brought to you by Casamigos, as I continue to drink Casamigos.
That's it. Because the way Omarion was so unbothered by this whole situation is like, we knew it was for some money. Because Omarion said...
Omarion said, listen, I got the icebox
where my heart used to be, and that's it. Like, that's
so
all
cool.
You going to get. And she was like, I want a little bit more. He was like,
I'm
no.
I'm so cool.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So she was like, all right, let me get on Love & Hip Hop so I can get a check. And then... She really was in her feelings when he went back out on tour, and she still ain't getting no money.
This nigga has to sing an Omarion song. We in concert with Omarion and Ron.
I'm saying, that was a giveaway, nigga. Don't try to front.
Big man, it's my love.
I got this hurt when my son is to me.
That nigga dancing. That nigga dancing. That nigga doing the moves. Dre, are you
nigga
here?
Popping and locking, nigga.
Oh, Lord.
Dre is on the line, but he's not participating. But anyway, hello?
Dre feel like I'm still. Why the fuck am I up here talking about these niggas' penises?
So listen, so now what?
That part.
Like,
yeah,
if y'all, listen. So, question. If y'all had somebody, like a famous female, to leak some shit, whose shit would y'all want to see? And what would you like to see them doing?
Wait, hold on.
That
hold
way
on,
you
hold
can
on,
get involved in the conversation.
Hold on. A famous female leak
yes.
something about
her
or leak something yeah. about me.
It's already a couple that leaked this shit, but it didn't blow the fuck up like you're supposed to, like when Janet Jackson shit got leaked. That shit never blew up.
I never know. Ain't nobody know about Janet Jackson.
Yeah, she was in the back.
Y'all been leading me to Joe alone.
Sunday.
That's my best friend.
Yeah, she was in some hotel sunbathing, putting oil on and shit, and some nigga was filming it through the fucking.
We don't care about news. I'm not talking about news. I'm talking about
no, this is a video.
Sexual
this
act.
Whoa, excuse me. One fucking minute. You're not going to tell us that we don't give a fuck about Janet Jackson fucking luxuriating and lubricating and motherfucking exfoliating her naked body.
Yeah,
we care about that, nigga Penny.
She was rubbing that oil on herself. She wasn't playing with herself, but she was rubbing that oil on herself.
I don't give a fuck if she was rubbing her clit or her elbow, nigga. I want to hear about Janet Jackson. I done sat here for 34 minutes of motherfucking penis talk, nigga. We gonna hear about some feminine skin, nigga. Dre, please continue. Don't even let them talk. Go ahead, Dre. All
right. So it was.
But I got a question now. I have a question.
Go
raising
ahead,
my
question.
Hand.
Go ahead,
I have a
question, girl.
So, Dre. Where exactly did you see this video?
This shit used to be on this website before fucking what's that shit? The black man website.
I ain't never seen
WorldStar. This was before WorldStar. This shit used to be WorldStar. This was before hip hop WorldStar.
You talking about Nude Africa?
No, it was on Hood Clips, and we was on there. We was laughing because this girl had sent us the link, and we was laughing at George Jefferson because we didn't know that George Jefferson had a house song. And so we were looking at the George Jefferson shit. He performed at the Showtime Apollo, and the link popped up. It said Janet Jackson sunbathing nude. And so I was like, oh, shit, that's Janet. We're going to click on the shit, and it was so fucking – it was some nigga. It was some white dude. He was filming the shit, and she was at some luxurious-ass hotel, and this nigga had zoomed in through the crack of the fucking fence or some shit, and she was laying on her back, and she was down rubbing oil all on the titties and shit, all on the pussy and shit, and she flipped over, and she was rubbing oil all on her ass, and she was down smacking her ass like she was in the sun and shit, and it had the puzzle principle playing in the back.
What? I don't believe this. This doesn't sound realistic.
I swear to God, if that shit happened. She had a landing strip too. She needed shit. That shit was. She had a little landing strip on the shit and all that shit. Yes, sir. And that was before the Super Bowl. Before she ripped the titty out at the Super Bowl.
I don't know, but I'm smiling, nigga.
So, is
nigga, what you smiling for? Because it don't sound real.
Nigga, I'm visualizing, nigga. Visualize, like Billy Blanks, nigga. I'm visualized. What's wrong with you?
Okay, who else would, and this is, I'm not talking about sunbathing. I'm talking about sexual acts. What female would you like to see be exposed into her sexual acts on the internet? Not her leaking it, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
I mean, if they sucking on my dick, know what I'm saying? That's different. If they ain't thug, I don't
know.
No,
it's not on yours. I'm talking about, like, just to be on the internet. Like, it's just out there on the internet.
I mean, see, that's not really, all right. All right, see, it's a little different. A video is different, you know what I'm saying, than sucking on something. Because, I mean, that ain't really showing me very much. For all that, I'd rather the Jill Scott joint when she was, you know what I'm saying, doing what she was doing and let my imagination run with it. If I'm going to see a video of a female, I want to see her breaking the dick like bang, bang, bang. You know what I'm saying? I want to see her bouncing on that shit. I want to know what I'm saying? I want to see her doing like being authoritative. And outside of the realm
of... That's
what
the answer I was looking for. I just don't understand why y'all didn't, you know. Okay.
You said that is
literally
or that
what she just asked. That is literally what she asked.
That's literally what I asked you. Like, who would you want to see doing X, Y, Z? You said Jill Scott.
First of all, the XYZ that I just laid out very specifically was not what the fuck you said. So you ain't just say what the fuck I said, nigga.
Oh,
okay.
Possibly.
All right.
Well, maybe she did. I don't know. I spoke to her.
Possibly.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Tonight's show.
I said that kind of sorry, Tatum.
And by Casamigos and Terramana. Is that how you say
it? But my point in all that that I was saying is it don't matter who it is, whether it's A. Marie, a little sexy chick that nobody remembering no more, whether it's a Beyonce or
a you know what? I don't think I would want to see Beyonce.
See, but that's what I'm saying. It's not about seeing her. It's about seeing her stepping outside the realm that you would expect her to be in. You know what I'm saying? To see her being sexually deviant. To see her, you know what I'm saying, being seen in a way that you don't necessarily. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all do some shit sexually. Like, imagine if you see, you know what I'm saying, Alicia Keys in a fucking, you know what I'm saying, sex video and the nigga slapping her. Bang! She like that shit. You don't expect that from cute little quiet Alicia, but she like a freak that like that shit. She do.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just visualized something. I had to go on my little break. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. But yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
I'm going to have to wipe myself. Give me a second.
Oh, Lord.
I'm weak. I mean, like, even some women have suggestions like, well, why can't Method Man leak something out? You know? Why can't he? Why can't Ply show us what he working with his good teeth have himself? You know?
You see, what I think it is that as men, the attractive women, we see so much of their body nowadays anyway, just in their fucking regular day-to-day and performance, that it ain't really, Whereas with the men, y'all don't see their bodies like that. So that's why you want to see his dick. I don't want to give a fuck about these bitches' pussies. Pardon me,
oh,
that's
God.
Not hard.
Oh, yeah, golly, jeez, Louise, who did it? Pause the conversation. Why who did it? Who all got a face?
I'm sorry, what happened? I said,
who we got a face?
No, it ain't no fighting. I'm just saying. I mean, the way that this society sexualizes the woman. We see, y'all could be doing a Gap commercial and y'all showing everything up to your pussy. You know what I mean? So you know what I'm saying? When you're doing the Super Bowl or when you're doing the fucking AMAs. Like, come on.
You
y'all just sexualize.
Honestly. I mean, and I get, like, some, and you can be covered up and still be sexualized. But you know who I'm tired of seeing?
And I believe in, you know, and being comfortable in your body and loving yourself. But I'm sick of seeing Lizzo's ass running across the screen naked. In all honesty, I feel like I'm watching the hippopotamus run across the screen naked. I'm just sick of seeing her and her ass. Now, if it was me, y'all probably be like, I'm tired of seeing you sick of your ass. But I'm tired of seeing your ass. Oh, ma'am, I done seen your ass and titties. I seen your ass and titties every day. I done seen yours every just as much as I done seen mine. Clearly, Keith Taylor is laughing because she feels the same goddamn way.
I couldn't get to the mute button fast enough. I am so sorry. Because as soon as you started talking, I knew exactly who you were talking about.
Pick up your ass and stairs over the
As soon as you said, I'm all for body positivity, I said,
exactly that is.
Chill.
I'm sorry. Listen. Y'all already know. If I could, I would walk around naked as much as I want to, especially when I get ready to get my stomach, get my ass done. I'm walking around naked just because today is Friday and I'm going to walk around naked. But,
I'm so sick of her.
I know I got rolls. I ain't gonna talk. I mean, I just say it because I got rolls. But you don't see me out here prancing around in the public on Al Gore's internet.
But the question is, why not?
Because I want to save something for later.
All right. So those who say I got enough for now and later, then that don't apply to them, then they can show their ass.
So that ain't the same as a grape now later. That is not the same
Pineapple, cherry, fucking banana, the nasty ass banana.
You know what? That's exactly what she is. She is a banana now later because I don't like them shits and I don't want to see them. Don't put them in my bag. Don't put that on my internet.
Ron, did you say some that have some for now and some for later?
She said she wanted to say something for later. I got enough for all the times.
Oh my God. I couldn't get your mute button fast enough. I do apologize for my laughter, but
you
eating
that chicken?
Nigga,
what the fuck?
I'm not even gonna tell you how shit is running away from me, but okay. So I'm sitting here, and I was about to roll me up or something to do something, and all of a sudden my rap just left. Where the fuck it went?
Is it offline?
Obviously.
It didn't want to be here today.
It wanted to live. Give us a street.
Give us three. Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's my shit, man. Come on, son. You act like that wasn't one of the best movies ever. No, I think y'all don't agree. Motherfucker laughing and giggling about fucking Method Man being his dick, but I talk about Amistad. Y'all ain't got shit to say. No doubt. I see how this is getting now.
You know what, Ronald?
Oh, now it's the whole AL energy. No doubt. I see how we're doing things. I ain't mad at you. See you soon.
Casamigos. That's all I have to do. Casamigos.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't mad at you. Do your thing. I said,
I might be a little drunk today.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so listen, I got a question. Y'all ready for the question?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yes.
In situations where there are two things that make a whole, I'll give some examples.
Not necessarily. Like, it can be 80-20, 70-30. I got it.
Okay, so let's pick a sport. Let's pick football, for instance. I'm going to go to basketball in a second. But I say football because I know Kitty likes football. Right? Sorry, can't use football. Go to basketball. Is defense half of the game? That's a question, ladies.
Defense wins games.
I asked a yes or no question. I'm sorry, maybe I wasn't clear. Is defense half of the game? Meaning defense and offense.
Yes.
So you got offense, you got defense. You got half of the game, right? So just because it's half of the game. Well, do we really believe that? You know what I'm saying? So now let's take it out of that realm. Let's bring it to the realm of men and women. Are men and women equal? That was another yes or
no
question.
No.
Who said no?
Keisha Taylor. You don't know our voice, is it?
Thank you. No, because my phone was breaking up in and out. You know what I'm saying? So I as opposed to saying say it again, I just say I said it. And then I didn't know who sassy ass said I said it. But, you know, she does. Anyway, so I ask these questions leading to the question of, you know what I'm saying, like, when we look at shit like men and women and their sexuality, it's obviously not equal in society's eyes. But fuck society, I'm asking y'all, is it equal, you know what I'm saying, that we look at Meg Thee Stallion and we see her and we know what her fucking knees look like, but we don't know what, you know what I'm saying, Nelly knees. Well, y'all probably know doing that, know what Nelly knees look like now. But y'all don't know what Nick Cannon knees look like.
Nick Cannon knees got 8 kids. So, and we do know what Nick Cannon's shit look like because we've seen that before.
You stupid.
We sure did. He showed everyone on live TV because that thing was a whole.
That thing was banging,
and that's
he's so pink. Nick Cannon got a ping. He got a big ping.
Yeah,
he ain't got no weenie.
Yeah.
He got a ping.
Yeah.
That thing was pinging.
Okay. It was. It sure was. It was
you
all
said Nick Cannon got a. You said Nick Cannon got a Ronald? Is that what you said?
I don't know what a Ronald looks like. I know that Nick Cannon looks like Nick Cannon. Nick got a cannon. That's what Nick got.
Nick got a cannon. And he was on TV, and he said you could see it in this pink-ass suit. And I don't care. And we saw it in the pink ass suit. And we was like,
in the pink ass suit. Nick don't care. He gonna show you, make sure you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why y'all got so many conversations going on in here? Yeah.
And we was okay with it. We saw it and we was okay with it.
Okay, so, question. Nah, listen. I'm sorry. I get on tangent sometimes. I slide to the left. How do y'all feel about this fact that I heard some people talking about the whole Nick Cannon thing with all these children? How do y'all feel about that? Y'all feel this? his business. Reckless.
That's his business. Them women know what they're getting into because he tell them off gate, yo, look, listen, I probably ain't going to be with y'all. Yeah. If they okay, if they like it, I love it. Because, you know, Nick said, I'm going to have me a whole football team and we're going to go out here and we're going to create our own NFL team because that's the shit I'm going to do. You see how close them babies' ages is?
But facts. But that's the first time you've mentioned the baby. You said him, you said the mothers, but is it fair to the children?
You know what? I don't know how it can be fair because they're not, I don't feel like they will all get the same amount of attention that they need. You know what I mean? Because it's not like he moved them, you know, did some Kanye shit and moved their asses to Wisconsin on a compound or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't, right, like, but I wonder if Mariah would be okay with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the two oldest is Mariah's kids.
Well, them motherfuckers going to be grown by the time damn near. You know what I'm saying? Like, they what, teenagers now?
No, they're like 10. They're like between 10 and 13.
Nigga, between 10 and 13, they teenagers.
That is not 18, nigga. The fuck?
Why you gotta go to the top end of teenage?
I said 10 to 13.
Right, that's teenage. Yeah, they're teenage. They about something like that.
I don't know.
My point is, they old enough. You know what I'm saying? They old enough so that, you know what I'm saying, by the time he moved to the compound, they asses ain't going. They're gonna be too old for them.
Yo, I feel like that nigga still got time because there's a baby that's on the way at this point because I think all the babies is going to the compound. Like, once this next baby comes, because I think Nick ain't going to stop. I legit think that number 8 is not the end. I feel like this nigga is going to go to 10. Whatever reason,
so
I feel it
not
in my
enough.
Spirit.
8 is not enough. Okay.
I think
it's absolutely irresponsible, and I don't think the kids are getting what they need. I do think that there was a movie that I feel like he's mimicking. I can't recall the name of the movie, but the premise is one of the oldest child is 6, right? The oldest child is 6, and the parents decided to have another baby, but they basically were just using the baby, like the second child, to try and help cure the oldest. And I feel like Nick is breeding all of these children to help with his illness. I think he's waiting to see if they could be donors.
Stop.
At each point, let's just flesh it out. Donors for what?
He has lupus.
Nick Cannon.
So,
yeah.
So he has his children can, like, if he needs other than stem cells that he usually needs or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with creating, you know, a DNA, he can use them as donors. But, yeah, somebody did
say
that. I was like, yo.
It wouldn't. All right. So off back, I'm not a scientist. I just play one on TV. But that being said, it would have to be much more than a donation thing. Okay? It would have to be a harvest. It would have to be investigate. It would have to be a separate. And then it would have to be a donate. Because you can't get cured of something if the same thing you're curing yourself of is being injected into you. He's giving his defective DNA into his children, which he could give back into himself. Like, unless
look,
they remove
I know
the defection. What happened?
All right.
I don't know. I'm not currently in medical school.
there is genetic testing that can be done during the pregnancy and then after. It very well could be that he doesn't have to necessarily pass on the gene. I have a friend that his mom has lupus. His dad doesn't, and he doesn't have lupus. So, you know, they did testing on him, and they found out that he wouldn't, like, there's nothing he could do for his mom. Like, he can't help his mom. So
are you saying that he's having children saying, let's look for the stem cells of the children that don't have this genetic tracer and cure me with those?
He very well, I think so.
Interesting.
See, I like to see this is what happens when we talk things out. Okay. All right.
Because, other than that, like, I get that I get having the fear of not living long and wanting to make the most of your time. I get that. However, like, you're choosing to be irresponsible. Like, you're being irresponsible, and every adult involved in this situation is being irresponsible. So them kids ain't but, like, months apart. So that means you went to Lydia's house, then you left her house, you went to Shannon's house, you left her house, you went to their house, you left her house, you went to their house. Like, you're being irresponsible. So now not only are you putting yourself, you're already sick. So you're putting yourself in more danger because let's not remember, we still in a whole pandemic. So you just out here raw dogging women.
Willy-nilly. Just really in the nilly.
Willy-nilly. So now we're still in the middle of a pandemic. So now you're out here having unprotected sex. And he already had COVID. Already had it. So we don't know if you gave it to any one of them when you were out passing around the cannon. So that's one thing. Another thing is you're sleeping with all of these women unprotected. They're still STDs. I understand everybody is worried about COVID and Omicron and all the other variants, but there are still STDs and STIs out there. Like,
Okay, so now, I'm sorry. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. What you're doing is you're looking at it from a particular perspective, right? He can be looking at it from a different perspective. His perspective could be one of nation building. His perspective could be one of legacy, could be one of 100 years, 200 years, 1,000 years, because he has a certain kind of revenue behind him that he can look at these things from a different perspective than we're looking at it from. So I say that to say that I was listening to something today. They was talking about Mansa Musa, and they were saying during his pilgrimage, when he went from the western coast of Africa to Mecca, and along the way, he married a bunch of people along the way. And on the way, and when I say married people, I mean that he, like, somebody who left his home. He said, you stay here and marry them. You stay here and you marry them. Some of them people were his family members. And then on his way back, after he came back and after he changed the economy of the whole region, you know what I'm saying, with his divine sharing of his wealth, he comes back and he says, now me and you, we can't fight no more because we family. Because my family just married your family. Now we're family together. We can't have these wars no more. So a specific strategic marrying or having a child with somebody now forms an allegiance in a place that you didn't have that allegiance before. But this man, the Musa, got a perspective that me and you don't got. My point is that we can't necessarily be throwing stones at people, and I'm a stone-throwing nigga, trust me. But we can't necessarily be throwing stones at people when we don't necessarily know what perspective they're looking at that thing from. And it may be bad in our perspective, but we have to at least recognize that there are other perspectives out there that we may not necessarily see. Smell me?
Okay, I see you.
And I also say that because I know that he's one of the, he's into his Moorish science. You know what I'm saying? I also know that he's into his nationality, you know what I'm saying, being that of a person who's worldwide. He has no, you know what I'm saying, his nationality does not necessarily fit in the country. So he's worldwide. He can have children worldwide, and that helps define the way that he's thinking, and that's why he wear the turbans and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So he's looking from a different perspective and a different financial stratosphere because the boy got paper. So, I mean,
okay.
Now it's going to be hard as hell to go to all their plays. It's going to be hard as hell to talk to all of them when they having their tummy aches and when they're going through, you know what I'm saying, scrapes and when somebody's bullying them. It's going to be hard as hell to do that. And I don't think he'll be able to do that, you know what I'm saying, to the level that I think a father should. But as long as he do it to the level he thinks he should and his children come out as productive citizens, I'm good with it. And that little fucking shot you was throwing out there about having unprotected sex, see, that's one of them shit that white people usually do. Right? And you can go back and tell them how we love white people in a second. How else you fucking have children when you're having sex if it ain't unprotected? You want to use something that's obviously happening and try to use it as a fucking negative. That's some bullshit. Don't be doing shit like that. That's one of them words. And he's having unprotected sex with these women that he's having children with. Duh, nigga. How the fuck else you having sex and having children procreating unless it's unprotected?
Okay.
Don't do that. See, now you make me sound like you saying, shut up, nigga, whatever. Okay. That's not nice.
I didn't say that. I just said okay.
I didn't say you did say it. I said that's how it feels.
Like you're just dismissing me after I've spilled my heart and soul out. You think
what
you're
the
mad
hell?
What the
hell?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Yo,
oh, my God, I'm so hungry.
Fucking bloody Gary Payton. This shit going to happen, nigga.
I made some
fried salmon yesterday and some rice, some coconut rice and peas and some plantains. I'm about to smash that shit when I get that. I'm sorry. I apologize. All right. Did y'all find out who this third rapper was?
I told you his name was Rashid, and that's all I know. That's all I know.
Rashid?
I think
it's the dude.
Who the fuck raps under the name
the
Rashid?
Fucking, I think he's the dude on the goddamn, not the Love of Hip Hop, the Hip Hop Awards, when he had all that goddamn makeup and lipstick and shit on, because he's one of the new rappers. He came out when they did the little cypher for fucking, it was all gay people in the cypher. It was him, Young
stop,
M.A.
Stop. Keisha, how you feel? Raising my hand.
Mm-hmm.
There was a gay cypher?
Yeah, they did this shit for the first time last year on the Hip Hop Awards for BET. That's why everybody was pissed. And it was two dudes, Young M.A., some girl from L.A., and it was some other chick from fucking, I think she was from St. Louis. And I think the one that they talking about is the dude, because this nigga, he had on nails, he had on lipstick, Like, he was flamboyant as fuck. Like, they was like, who the fuck is this nigga? Like, didn't nobody know none of the stuff for Young M.A. And it was a gay cypher. And you knew it was fucked up because when they showed it, the people in the crowd, they were booing. They was like, what the fuck?
Was Premier the DJ?
No, they didn't have no DJ. That was the funny part. They didn't have no DJ. That was the only type that didn't have no DJ.
It should have been Mr. C.
You know what?
Yo,
I'm sorry.
You know what?
He was pissed off too because Mr. C was mad because Big Daddy Kane didn't use him for the Versus battle. And then they kept asking him why, because I listened to Rock the Bell's radio like all the time at lunch. And they was asking him why, and then he finally said that Kane didn't want that negativity while it was on the air and shit. But him and Big Daddy Kane is doing the Valentine's Day shit for Monday on the Rock the Bell. And Shantae is like the pettiest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life. So she was talking about it, her and Cool B on their show. And she was like, yeah, Big Daddy Kane gonna be in there for all the ladies. Mr. C gonna be in there for... We ain't gonna discuss that. And she left it like that. That shit was so goddamn funny. I was like, this nigga done been busted like, what, Taylor, like three times?
It's about four. It's about four times.
Like,
yeah.
Nigga, you was with Big Daddy Kane on tour. This nigga had so many women. I know he could have passed you something. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, but even if you passing them, if that's not what you like, then you're not going to take it. Like, I don't like Flamin' Hot Cheetos. So if somebody offer me Flamin' Hot Cheetos, I'm not going to take them. It's the same thing. If I like men that dress like women, I'm not going to mess with a woman. He likes what he likes.
That's like when 50 Cent was roasting goddamn Young Buck because Young Buck got arrested for assault on a female the other day. And 50 Cent said, whoa, was it a female or a transgender? Either way, he's in jail, so he can find him a love in jail. That shit was so goddamn funny. I was like, man, everybody was being fucking petty.
Now that nigga is petty.
Yeah, and he was on Young Buck. You remember Young Buck got caught on the phone crying to that damn transgender, talking about, please don't leak the video. Please don't leak that. And 50 got a hold of the audio and leaked the shit out of that shit. That shit was funny.
You just want to be like me.
Mm-hmm. No. I don't. Well, who is it, Young Buck or Yo Buck?
Young,
it's
what?
Young Buck.
I know, but he said Yo.
No, what's
no, it's Young Buck, but when he go to jail, it's going to be Yo Buck. Because that's how they're going to call him from the, yard. They're going to be like, Yo Buck. And he got to come
stupid.
Running.
He's stupid.
I'm done with all of y'all. Y'all gonna stop slandering that Memphis Tennessee legend.
We not slandering nobody. We're just he gonna be quite busy in the jailhouse. He's gonna be busy. He better hope he get like kitchen duty or something.
You stupid. Why kitchen duty?
Because at least kitchen duty, you know, like, if you out in the yard, anything can happen. But if you in the kitchen, it's only a handful of niggas in the kitchen at one time with the CO. If you in the yard, you could just get shanked in the yard. Or you could get your butt taken in the yard. But, like, if you in the kitchen, at least you got some sort of protection. I imagine. Mm-hmm.
Find out you done been to prison and you out there damn shanking people. What the fuck?
Excuse me. I have never been to prison. Okay? Well, let's be clear. I have never been to prison. I have never been locked up. I have never been arrested. Okay?
But you were speaking with so much authoritative, you know what I'm saying, vigor in your voice.
We're not even talking about me. We're talking about Yo Buck in jail, trying to keep his booty together. That's all. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about me.
Let's not talk about that nigga no more. Let's not talk about his butt. Let's not talk about fucking nobody dick. You know what I'm saying? Can we get him off the midsection of men? You know, can we talk about something else? Somebody using some hair, some toes. You know what I'm saying? Something else. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? Can we get off the midsection of men?
Oh, okay. Can we talk about an accomplishment? Can we finally say that Tom Brady has retired? Because I'm so sick and tired of Tom Brady. I'm sick of Tom Brady. I'm tired of him.
Are you saying
I'm tired of his cheating ass. I'm tired of his cheating ass.
Are you saying that because he's beating your team?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I am. And I'm glad he's retiring, and we get to see somebody else win the Super Bowl besides Brady. Brady got 50,000 awards. He don't need near another one, okay? Go sit your ass down somewhere. Go sit down. Let the young people win something. Let them win. Let them win.
All right. You ready for this game?
I am ready for this game.
It's the game of...
And you know what? Deep down inside, because I always go for the underdog, I legit, deep down inside, I really want the Bengals to win just so they could say that they did it.
All right, but hold on. Let's rewind before we get there. And I'm sorry, I was misunderstood. I said, you ready for this game? I didn't mean this football game. I meant this game I'm about to play with you.
Oh, okay, cool.
This game is called, oh, no, nigga, it ain't over. This game works. Yeah. Oh, no, this ain't over, nigga. That's the name of the game. The way that it works is there's 17 weeks in the NFL season now. Oh, somebody gets hurt in week 13 next year. Yo, this is the same offense that Tom Brady used to run. He got to still be in shape. He got to still want to come back. Let's call him. He could help us get into the playoffs and have another run, and he could get another. Oh, and you know what? You say that don't happen. We look at shit like baseball, Roger Clemens. Oh, shit, it happened. We look at football, somebody like Brett Favre. Oh, shit, it happened. All I'm saying is, I'm not saying he will do it. I'm just saying that's another level of the game that motherfuckers got to recognize. Don't get so happy yet, because that nigga has been known to break my heart. As a Jets fan, he has killed my team. So, I mean, hey, don't start celebrating.
I already started celebrating. When that tweet came out and he said he was retiring, I was celebrating. We'll deal with next year. We'll deal with next season. But right now, this season, this one right here, that nigga's at home and he's retired. And I am happy about it.
Okay. I heard that. So now, this game coming up, you say you want Cincinnati to win?
I do. Deep down in my spirit, I really want the Bengals to win so they can say that they did it. Now, on the other side, I really want Odell to get a ring, because this man done been with all the teams, and he don't got nothing. He don't got nothing but some cleats.
Yes. stupid.
Somebody get it. Somebody help that man get a ring. At least for his troubles. Because who the fuck, they really sent this nigga to the Browns. Y'all sent him to the Browns? The Browns. The Cleveland Browns. What?
You stupid.
Why y'all do that? Please get that man a ring. Just him, though. Not the entire team. Just him. Let him get one.
Now you are officially on some other shit.
That man deserves a ring. He deserves a ring.
Niggas said whether his team wins or not, he gets a ring.
He deserves one. He does.
First time in NFL history, one nigga get a ring.
He does. He deserves it. Let that man be out on the yacht with all his quote unquote friends enjoying his ring.
Wait, hold on. Wait, I'm sorry. Let's rewind for a second. You making me think that you're a Giants fan?
I'm absolutely not a Giants fan.
Okay, who's your team?
Seattle Seahawks.
Brady ain't been beating up your team, nigga. Why the fuck you so upset with Brady then?
Yes, Brady did whoop my team's ass. Yeah.
He beat y'all one time. It ain't his fault that y'all lost. It's your motherfucking coach. Why the fuck were you throwing at the fucking 1 yard line? Give the ball to Marshawn Lynch. You can't do that. Ain't Brady's fault. That shit is stupid ass, old ass coach fault.
Excuse me. I said what I said.
I'm gonna shut up. With my lighter.
Thank you.
Normally I call, you know what I'm saying, that chick. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna call you Iman. You see how motherfuckers be, you know what I'm saying? Ending conversation. I said what I said. What kind of gangster nigga shit is that?
Exactly. I said what I said. I'm sorry, I'm sick of Brady. That's it. All right then. I said what I said. Sick of him. Go sit down somewhere. Go sit your behind down and watch the game like the rest of us. Go get you some wings and some sliders and sit your ass down. Yeah, you're not playing this year. You're not going to the ship this year. You're not going. Sit down.
You sound a little salty there, son.
Yes.
I can hear your voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm tired of his cheating ass. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, the whole team.
What?
I mean, listen, man.
They cheating.
I ain't motherfuckers who be acting like they're holier than thou. You cheat, too.
Explain to me how.
You cheated your job. You don't take 16, 17, 18 minutes on your 15-minute break?
No.
Lies.
It's not lies because my whole shift be my break. What you talking about?
You stupid. That's cheating then.
It's not cheating.
You're cheating your employer.
I'm not cheating my employer. You scheduled me to come in. I am in my office. Unfortunately, nobody brought their ass in here for the whole entire 6 hours I was here. That means my 6 hour shift was my break. That's not my fault. That is not my fault.
All right.
You
so
scheduled
now what
me
you're
to
doing,
be here.
What you're doing? See what you're doing. You're doing another one of them white people tricks. All right.
Okay.
You're using what happened one fucking day
and making it seem like that's an everyday thing. You know, I was talking about on every day.
It's not.
I said Jim.
It's not. It's
right.
not. It's not just one day. Yeah, when I'm at the mall, I'm on the luxury side.
So wait, hold on. You said it's not
okay.
just one day. Let's bust you in your head right quick. So this whole 6 hour shift where you did nothing with your whole break, that happens every day?
Mm-mm. Yes. On the
yes,
luxury side
every
of the
day.
Mall? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. You need more.
There have been plenty of days where I didn't. No one came into guest services at all. Plenty.
Plenty of days, and every day are two different things.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. So out of, let's say, 7 days that I work, the 6 days I'm in guest services, no one comes in. So one day I might be in the call center. So, again, out of the 7 days, 6 of those days that happens.
Let's just go with your math. Let's just do it. Let's shit to giggles. That's 7th day.
Mm-hmm.
15-minute break or 16-minute break?
Oh, a 15-minute break.
Live again. You never go over.
How is it live?
You never go over.
No. Because if it's only a 15-minute break, I'm not going anywhere.
Just because you don't
if
go
anywhere,
don't
mean
you don't take more than 15
okay.
minutes.
Yeah, if you're just sitting up, if I'm sitting in the same seat that I've been sitting in, and I'm just on my phone for 15 minutes, and then I get off my phone.
Yeah, and I close my eyes for 15 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Then I get on my phone for 2 or 3, you know what I'm saying? Then I get back on the phone. All right, I've done the same thing.
No, I'm in the... No,
wrong what? I've never been in a call center and took a 15-minute nap? Yes, I have. Yes,
no,
I have.
And that's your business. Me, on the other hand... I don't do that. If I'm in the call center and I get a 15-minute break, I'm just sitting in the call center on my phone. I don't need to close my eyes. I don't need
and
to
you're on
that.
Your phone
I'm just
back
sitting in the chair.
My point
I'm sitting
in
the chair that I've been in.
Everybody cheats, nigga. Stop being mad at Tom Brady because he cheated. You fucking cheated your job, too, nigga.
Okay. And I'm still not going
right.
like
you
Tom Brady.
You said what you said. Yeah, you said what you said. Go ahead.
And I'm still not going like Tom Brady.
That nigga ain't did nothing to you. You know what I'm saying? I can understand. I got a reason to hate the nigga. I'm a Jets fan. We the fucking dummies that knocked Drew Bledsoe out to make this nigga be a starting quarterback. So, you know what I'm saying? I see why I should be mad at the nigga, and I ain't even mad at him like you mad at him. You a fucking Seahawks fan. You ain't even a Seahawks fan. You don't even know who the fuck is – who's Sean Alexander?
Wait a minute.
No, somebody else. Exactly. Who's Steve Largent?
Mm-hmm.
Dave Craig? No. Yeah.
Hello?
Seahawks fan.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Mm.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can
mm-hmm.
hear you.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I was late. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
We
on.
Hear you. Teacher Taylor, we hear you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. She know we hear
you. I can't hear you. Okay. There you go. I had to put my AirPod back in the case. Now, what you say? Who is who?
You ain't no fucking Seahawks fan, is it?
Okay.
Nope, I'm not a Seahawks fan. But I know who Russell Wilson is.
There you go. You like Sierra and her husband. He played for them, so now you're a Seahawks fan.
No.
I get it. I ain't mad at you. You don't know about Brian Bosworth?
Yeah, I don't know who the hell that is. We don't know Bob.
Yeah, like, I'm not first, number one. Yeah, no. I don't
number
know.
One, number two.
Yeah,
number
I don't
three.
Know. But I'm going to go find it. Let's go see. Let's go see.
Not let's go see.
Mm-hmm.
No, my watch. My watch again. I need to charge my watch.
Nigga, are you talking about somebody that was? Wait a minute. This man is.
All right, hold on.
Wait a minute. I'm actually excited about this one because we share a birthday. His birthday is March 9th. That is awesome. This nigga played for the Seahawks in 1989. You know in 1989
girl,
I was six?
She ain't know nothing about nobody's football.
I was six.
Is this food ready? So I'm ready to eat.
Hello?
I said what I said. You absolutely did.
You are right. I should have known who that was at 6 years old.
Not known who it was at six.
One, that's possible. Two, or subsequently. Three, at 6 years old, some people know already what they want to do or they're interested in things or their parents are interested in things, which gets them and your parents weren't Seahawks fans. Sure about that.
I'm positive that my mom and daddy weren't Seahawks fans. They was Redskins fans. Now the Commanders.
Positive. Nobody's parents were Seahawks. You could live in the Pacific Northwest and your parents weren't fucking Seahawks fans.
That's funny.
I'm just saying. She a fucking Seahawks man. She likes Tierra. Her man played for the Seahawks. She fuck with that team. That's all she should have said. She a Seahawks fan. If you grab, you don't get the fuck.
No, I wouldn't. No. I don't really personally care for Russell Wilson. I think that, to be quite honest, I don't really see. Like I didn't really see him this season. Even though he was hurt, even when he came back, he still wasn't playing the way he should have, like he used to. And I understand he's coming back from an injury. I do feel like he's getting restless in Seattle, and you could kind of tell the disappointment. I'm by no means a fan of his.
When you say reckless, you mean recklessness?
I said restlessness. He's getting restless.
Oh, restless.
Like,
all right,
yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you can see the frustration. Like, he's getting tired of losing. I'm at my wit's end with fucking Pete Carroll's ass. Like, he got to go, too. Like, he needs a whole, that whole team needs a whole makeover. Something. They need team building and makeover.
When you think of Tom Brady, you think of the Patriots, right? Pete Carroll coached them. My team, the Jets, Pete Carroll coached them. Fucking Seahawks, Pete Carroll still coaching them. This motherfucker, I hate him. Fucking Pete Carroll. Fuck out of here. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm upset now. I need a drink. With
okay.
My booze.
Okay. Okay.
All right, but so boom. Real quick. Question.
Okay.
Again.
Oh, Lord.
On some other shit. Don't do that. They have opened up some places, closed some places. What are y'all thoughts on like them possibly closing shit down again.
Shut this bitch down.
Mm. Me personally, if they wind up shutting shit down again, I'm sorry. I am not essential. I will not be essential. I'm not going to nobody's job. I'm not. Mm-mm. I'm going to be at home like everybody else, eating crab legs every day. I'm not essential this time around. I'm not.
What the fuck? I'm at home eating crab legs every day. I ain't going to work.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not essential nothing. Not this time around. Nope, not me. No. I'm not going to nobody's pharmacy. I'm not doing that.
I'm still essential. I will still be essential. I will still work.
I'm sorry.
But it's done.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Put it down.
Fuck that. I'm going to work.
Right. I'm going to work.
Fuck that. You talking about that stay on me crap, nigga. I don't even care for the motherfuckers in my house half the time. Fuck, I'm staying there with them motherfuckers. Mm-mm, I'm going outside. Shit.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. I'm not doing it. I worked through the first one. At first, I was at CVS, and then I was at ShopRite. No. I'm going to pass on that one. I don't want to be essential.
I hear that.
Because you know what? It wasn't even
the people, like the customers.
It was the shitty ass management.
Mm. There you go.
It was the shitty ass management. Like, It was just ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. Like, right from, like, them not knowing their job and then expecting for you to do your job and their job, to just them being reckless themselves. Like, I remember being at CVS, oh, you got to wear gloves, you got to wear a mask. Why are you standing over me? You don't have on no mask and no gloves, and you touching everything over here. And then having a back and forth with management because they're like, oh, well, you're going through too many boxes of gloves. I'm confused. So you do know how gloves work. Like, just because you're wearing gloves, it doesn't stop the spread, because if you're touching one thing and then you touch another thing, you have to change your gloves.
We know how you know, girl. You know how you work them gloves, girl. You work them gloves, girl.
Them kind of gloves. It wasn't that kind of party. I mean...
That shit is sweet as hell. You
instead
of talking,
she
said,
"You
know, you
know how to work the book." Terrible.
Just terrible. Girl. I am so
dumb. Say what?
What I do?
Girl.
Casamigos.
Casamigos.
That's what we blaming it on, the Casamigos? Okay.
Casamigos and crab legs.
I know this is off the subject, but why people always try to tear down hip hop when they got to do something major? I never understood that shit.
Well,
first
of all,
you know Dr. Dre. Everybody knows Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and they about to do the Super Bowl halftime show, right? Now all of a sudden, some white woman that came out. She's trying to sue Snoop Dogg and Bishop Don Juan for sexual harassment or some shit because Snoop just bought Death Row today. Death Row Records. He's now owner of Death Row Records. And he's getting ready to perform. He just dropped the album. Now here she come with a lawsuit. Then Dee Barnes, with her salty ass, steady trying to get in the fucking in the tabloids for something that happened almost 30 years ago. The man didn't apologize for it. And then she talked about that Mary J. Blige shouldn't be performing with Dr. Dre after what he said during the press conference. And he was fucking joking.
I just know there's going to be a concert at the football game that I'm supposed to be watching, so I'm going to watch it. No, no, no. This will be a football game at the concert. Really? I don't think, you know what? It just so happens to fall where it falls. We know Dr. Dre don't know how to keep his hands to himself. We know that much. We knew Michelle told us. But, I mean, do we really care? Ask ourselves, do we really care? So there's still going to be a Chronic album, which we're never going to get a part two to, because that nigga ain't had an album since then. Hey, right? Am I right or wrong?
You're wrong, because he dropped the Chronic. And the Chronic 2,
ain't that what
he
I
just
say?
Dropped the Grand Theft. He just dropped Grand Theft Auto joint, and then he dropped the Chronic
album. Do it look like I give a red baby's fat bottom about
but
a Grand Theft
said,
Auto?
I'm just saying, he just said he hasn't dropped the album. I'm just, you know, he dropped the album.
And you the only person who knows.
No, I'm not. Them albums with Diamond, they sold. So apparently everybody else knew too.
Am I right? Why you say that? Why say what? He is not the only one that knows. He's the only one that knows on this line. But I'm certain. I feel like other people know. Oh, by the way. That's Amigo. Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Hey, Ron, I sent you the Janet Jackson link. I think it should work.
Ron don't know either. Come on. That's Amigo. Girl, listen, I've been asleep twice on the show. Be honest. Casamigos and the Rock liquor got me. The Rock got me. The Rock took me out.
Oh, boy.
Put me on my
ass. Is it time to cue the white woman? It's time?
In a few. She had said 90 seconds.
Okay.
I can't see what's going on. But, yeah, Casamigos. But I'm excited to watch the game. I don't know who is going to win. I'm so glad to see it's somebody different playing in the Super Bowl this year, and it's not like the Patriots or the Chiefs or the Seahawks, some motherfuckers like that. I'm glad to see it's somebody else, and I'm excited.
Oh, wait a minute. Why did the Seahawks have to be motherfuckers, though?
Everybody's motherfuckers. Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody.
Oh, everybody.
The motherfucking
okay.
Patriots. The motherfucking Patriots. Motherfucking Chiefs. Motherfucking Seahawks. But
okay.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't want the Rams to win.
I'm
going to
let you slide because you didn't yell Casamigos 14 times. that's okay. Oh, goodness. I tell y'all, this weekend is about to be brought to you by Cosmicos. Okay. Okay. And I ain't even going to pop it on a handstand for the Cosmicos. Yeah.
Why would you be popping? Okay. Yeah, it's time for
tequila. It's tequila.
Oh, Lord.
It's a fool sending me a message. Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen and gentlewomen, tonight was awesome. We had a good conversation. We talked about a lot of stuff. I took a nap. Cosmicos.
Not you took a nap. Good. Okay.
I don't know what's on the stuff out there. I don't know. I laid across the bed. I should not have laid down. I should have stayed sitting up. But I laid across the bed. But next week we should be here, but it just depends on what city and state I'm in at that time, because I am. We'll be working. So y'all be good. Don't get in no trouble. Mm-hmm. Happy Valentine's Day.
Go get you some cotton. I'm not. I'm not so sleep.
I can't be square, but I'm okay. Good night. Good night.
Good night,
y'all. Be good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Good night. Happy Valentine's Day.